Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're on air, and my dad is going to be here in a second, I'm sure. Dad, I'm calling in on the 800, so if you can call in on the other, that would be great. And so welcome to our show today. And it's a short one, but my father is a motivational speaker, inspiration, and a mentor, and a successful entrepreneur. And he is a godly man. And so he's going to talk to us tonight, share with us about his show. And you guys, I have to share this with you. It's so cool because his show is gaining a lot of momentum, and I'm really proud of that. It's my dad, right? How many of us want to be proud of our fathers? And I get to do that every week with him on the show, among other things that he does continuously does on a daily, weekly, whatever basis. So I'm here with him today, and I don't see him yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go get him. So hold on 1 second, everybody. Okay, Dad, are you there? Yes, you are?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're on the radio, and I was just bragging about you, telling how proud I am of you, and how many kids want to be proud of their parents every day or proud of their dad. I get to do that every week when you do your shows, because I, like most children, we want to see our parents do good, but I get the reports to see how good your show's doing, so that's even better. My little report card. It's all good, Dad. But I know your show's gaining a lot of momentum. And I know you're enjoying yourself, and you're a mentor, you're an entrepreneur, and you've been my mentor and a lot of people's mentors for years. I think that's where I learned how to coach, was what you shared with me, and a lot of studying and a lot of OJT, what is that, on-the-job training. So anyway, nothing like that, but having that experience. But you've got a great show that you've planned tonight, and share with us what it's going to be about.
All I'm going to talk about tonight was how to control an angry man, or how to control your anger and make it rewarding. So often we go through life and we're angry. And anger is a form of insanity when it goes out of control. But I'm going to talk about anger. Anger is one of the most debilitating emotions we wrestle with.
Wow, you're right.
One reason it's debilitating and paralyzing is that it is so unpredictable. It can be on us before we know it. And it can wear many different faces. Sometimes it's just irritation, or blurting out a statement or word we later wish we hadn't said. I know we've all done that. Occasionally, however, it comes out with such force that it results in hostile actions. Another reason it's debilitating is that it's public. You cannot hide anger on it's on display. It's there for everybody to witness and to remember, unfortunately. The answer, of course, is self-control. But it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to practice it. Anger is a choice that easily becomes a habit. You can describe it this way. It's a learned reaction to frustration in which you behave in ways that you would rather not. In fact, severe anger is a form of insanity. You're insane whenever you are not in control of your behavior. Therefore, when you are angry and out of control, you are temporarily insane. You may be surprised to know how accurately that describes a great man who will examine. A man more often is quoted more often in the New Testament than any other Old Testament character. His biography is the longest in the Old Testament biography. That man is David, the remarkable man who modeled his patience for years under the spear of Saul. You know, Saul tried to kill him when he gave him to fits of depression. He'd take his spear and throw it at David. He'd duck it and keep playing his guitar. But he finally lost control and for a period of time was temporarily insane with anger. If it were not for a beautiful, intelligent, and well-endowed girl, a woman, named Abigail, the man would have been guilty of murder. Well, fortunately for David, and for us as an example, she came into his life and prevented his anger, which was insane, from murdering her own husband. And tonight, I'll describe that in detail. I look forward tonight because, you know, we get angry and we talk, we say things which we know we shouldn't have said, but it just blurted out. And how many of you have done that in your life? How many have just said things right off the cuff and said, oh my gosh, why did I say that? Tonight we'll try to figure it out. So look forward to you tonight. Are you still on the line, Terry?
Yeah, we are, Dad. So you can talk
as long as you want. That's it for 12 o'clock. I'll see you tonight, unless you got something to say. All right.
Well, no, I was sitting there going, huh, how about that? Anyway, so is that where they learned to joust with David and Saul? It's all good. Just kidding. Anyway, you know, you really helped me with anger. Let me share this with you. My father has a lot of self-control. How many of you guys blow the horn? You know, my dad thinks all horns should be ripped out of the car. He's right. I know you hate horns. And blowing the horn, I'm a big horn blower, not so much anymore. And now I just use a count of three, one, two, three, I can calm down. But you really share that with me because I was blowing the horn, getting mad, you know, and what is that, road rage? And I go, I need to stop this. And my father's beside me, and he goes, yes, you do. So, bless his heart, he was so patient with me driving, not this past year when you were here, but the year before. So this year, I only blew the horn twice with him, just to let you know. And I still really try to not blow the horn and keep my temper in check because, you know, when you always told me, lead with your heart and not with your ego, which is even got out. And so that's what I try to do. But I still have a mouth like a truck driver when it comes to certain people driving down, just to let you know. But I'm working on it. It's a work in progress journey. So anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing your show tonight, as we all are. And you guys, I want you to remember this too. You can download it 24/7, 365 days a year once it's recorded. So if you want any of your friends or your family members who may, or, you know, we always know somebody has a problem with anger, maybe not us, then, you know, this is a great show for all of us to listen to. Right. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great now. And we will see you tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast time. You can go to the web and listen, or you can listen via phone, 760-890-7143. Bye-bye, everybody.